This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. El Paso County officials say a domestic pet has the plague. CPR's Paulo Schalzada reports.
The plague diagnosis probably sounds alarming, but experts say it shouldn't be cause for concern. Plague has circulated in Colorado since the 1940s, but there have only been a handful of human cases since 2010. According to the Centers for Disease Control, Southern Colorado is a major plague hotspot. Health officials recommend staying away from wildlife, especially wild rodents, and checking your pets for fleas after spending time outside. I'm Paulo Schalzada, CPR News.
The $1 million drawings announced this week to encourage COVID vaccinations have exposed gaps in a state vaccine database, CPR's John Daly reports.
The announcement prompted scores of Coloradans to search the state's immunization database, only to find that their shots aren't displayed. One was Scott Lee, a 37-year-old Navy veteran who got shots through the Veterans Administration.
A little bit disappointed that my name's not in the running.
In most cases, it's a simple matter of misspelling or a mistake by the person searching. But the health department acknowledged Thursday that as many as 65,000 people given shots at the VA are not now in the system, and as many as 11% of immunizations statewide are not reaching the database within 72 hours of administration. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Nuggets visiting Portland tonight in the playoffs. The best of seven series is tied at one game apiece. Tip-off at 8:30. Colorado Avalanche will play their next playoff game Sunday night against either the Vegas Golden Knights or the Minnesota Wild. Officials say 10,000 fans will be allowed in Denver's Ball Arena. Coming up, San Jose Councilmember Raul Perez talks about his friend, a victim of yesterday's shooting in a rail yard in Northern California. That's next on All Things Considered. And Amtrak's California Zephyr travels nearly 2,500 miles between Chicago and the San Francisco Bay Area. And right in the middle, of course, is Colorado. All aboard with Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg, who will take us all the way across the state and back on the California Zephyr. We'll be riding along in 15 minutes on All Things Considered, here on CPR News.